This just in. Stupidity has taken over the world. Not the normal kind of stupid. The advanced kind. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Driving on a back road on his way to look at some property and suddenly noticed down beside him was a chicken keeping pace with him, and he was doing 60 miles an hour. And suddenly the chicken spurted out ahead of him, and it looked to him as if the chicken had three legs. And then it turned and went down a side road and into a barnyard, and the driver turned down that lane, drove into the barnyard. There was a farmer there, and he asked him, he said, "Did you see a chicken go by here?" And the farmer said, "Yep." He says, "Did it have three legs?" And the farmer says, "Yep. I raise them that way. I breed them." He says, "You do?" He said, how come?" "Well," he said, "I just love the drumstick, and Ma always liked the drumstick, and now Junior's come along, and he likes it, and we just got tired of fighting over it, so I've been breeding three-legged chickens." And the driver said, "Well, how do they taste?" He says, "I don't know. I haven't been able to catch one yet."
Hi there. Welcome. Kate Daly Show at your service. I've got Uncle Milty here. How are you,
kind sir? I'm good.
Excellent. Welcome. And you can call up 888-673-1450. You can share what you're thinking with us. I would love to hear from you, actually. There's a lot going on. And I was just, you know, Biden, they keep playing clips of Biden. And it's getting kind of comical because all the clips are so bad that they can't come up with a good one. Like, they can't come up with a normal clip. Listen to this. Just 20 seconds. Listen to this.
We're under control and moved, or we had, like he talked about, a vaccine, or we had ways in which to make sure that this was not being transmitted, then yes. But I don't see that happening.
Biden's event Thursday was only for a small group.
He goes on to say 120, I'm trying to find it, 120 million people have died. By shutting I mean, it's insane. I can't find the clip, but it was 120 million people. Every mm-hmm. single thing that they showcase on him is a blunder. So I think they actually don't mind doing that. I think they actually want to set it up like that.
You know,
Kamala to take over.
They are really using mm-hmm. COVID mm-hmm. to keep the campaign at a point where he can always be behind a teleprompter.
Yes.
All the stuff yesterday, her and him both mm-hmm. spoke with a teleprompter. Neither one of them just spoke.
Yeah.
They read.
Right. Let's take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Good point. Welcome.
Hey, Kay. Hey, Uncle
Milty. Hi there. Go right ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to point out that I know that they have all these very well-laid plans, to take over America and to make sure that Trump is either assassinated or impeached. Mm-hmm. I had to laugh, though, when I saw what Trump did after the Supreme Court ruling with Judge Roberts with DACA. So basically, I don't understand if Roberts really realizes what he did, but mm-hmm. he basically said with that ruling, or whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. that opinion. Obama did have the power to make a law. And once that happened, Trump really took advantage of that, and that's where he did this payroll tax cut mm-hmm. and ended up giving all that, adjusting the money and passing or signing the executive order for, that new round mm-hmm. of help for right. everybody.
Right.
And I think, really Pelosi's just got going, oh, crap, now what do I do? Because
right.
she has absolutely no way to bargain.
Right.
So she's out of it. And yes, mm-hmm. she can throw a temper tantrum all she wants, but honestly, he beat her at her own game.
That's funny. Yeah, that's funny. Yep. Yeah, Milty has a comment for you.
Well, I just want to say what he's using is the fact mm-hmm. that Congress, if Congress is going to obstruct legislation,
right.
then I have a right to make an executive order
mm-hmm.
because
that's
they're obstructing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what got Pelosi behind the eight ball. The other thing is now she tried to fight it real quickly, saying that it's going to interfere mm-hmm. with Social Security.
Right.
And then they showed the clip of her in 2012 saying, oh, no, it's a wonderful thing when Obama did it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, and one other thing. I don't mm-hmm. know if you guys have heard.
Mm-hmm.
There is well, I think he's passed away, but they still are pushing this through the FDA. Mm-hmm. A gentleman by the name of Dr. Stossel was able to isolate a protein, and it starts with a G, and I can't say the name, I can't remember it. Uh-huh. But the protein happens in the human body, and it decreases inflammation. And so what they've done is they've taken and isolated that protein, and they've used it to successfully reduce the inflammation in the body's response to both SARS mm-hmm. and coronaviruses in rats. And so they're trying to see if they can hurry and get the FDA to further mm-hmm. that and get it pushed out to the public, because it would be such a help for not only what we're going through right now, mm-hmm. but for so many other diseases and right. and co-problems that people have.
Huh, interesting. Go ahead, Uncle Matthew.
Yeah, that was Dr. Thomas P. Stossel, and he discovered two cellular proteins. One was called filamin and one was called gelsolin.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, those are the two proteins, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm.
So wow. all the time, if we don't want to go with hydroxychloroquine, mm-hmm. there are so many other things, yeah. and Americans are so smart and innovative
right.
that we don't need this vaccine crap.
Yeah, I agree with you. Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. By the way, Thomas Massey, Congressman Thomas Massey, he came out and he said, injecting your body with an RNA so that your own cells manufacture bits of coronavirus protein spikes that your immune system can then learn to attack. What could possibly go wrong? He said. He said, you know, mm-hmm. I'm always okay for the right to try, but never mandatory. And I'm glad that he's at least, you know, I don't know too many brave congressmen that will come out and say these things. Thomas Massey seems to be one of the few that will actually, Louie from Texas too, mm-hmm. will come out and say what needs to be said. I know even in my own state, we have the weakest, most pathetic congresspeople known to man. And I know that many, many states feel the same way. We were even talking about, you know, governorships, and it's like, well, South Dakota gets it right, and Georgia once in a while on the governors and how they dealt with COVID. I mean, when you think about all the states, and that's all you can pull out and say, that's it. That's all the people that are actually even voicing most of the time for the people. It's pretty sad. And on the Congress people, when you only have 2 to 3 typically that will actually speak out for the people out of all the Congress people.
Pitiful.
Pitiful. Pitiful. Pitiful. Ugh, so pitiful. It's hard. It's hard to watch. And so I do think it's going to get interesting with on the Democratic Party side what they're going to end up doing. That is just a storm. That is just a wreak havoc kind of a crazy that's going on in their party right now with I think they want to kick Biden to the curb so bad and put Kamala in that top spot. I think they really want to.
Yeah, no, because they're positive that mm-hmm, yeah. that they cannot get yeah. him elected. It just can't
well,
be done.
It's shown too much, and maybe they're showing it on purpose. Who knows? Maybe to set this whole thing up. You never know. They knew they couldn't get her the traditional way, because nobody would have gone along with that.
No,
no. So there's that. And, of course, we'll take Collins 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. CDC issuing a dire warning that if we didn't do what they said, you know, that we're all going to perish. We were just talking about Trump, and we were just talking about, because a caller called in and said under the helm of Trump, you know, all this stuff is going on. And, well, there's more to it than that, though. There's way more to it. And I did want to say that in order to circumvent the CDC, he did have everything going to the Department of Health rather than the CDC and bypass the CDC. There have been things that have happened, and I just wanted to mention that because I didn't get a chance in the last hour. But there are many other things that I've seen gone on that I've liked. I thought it was really good. I thought it was great, actually. And so I, you know, to not recognize that would be unfortunate if you just want to villainize Trump. That it's not fair, I don't think, in a lot of regards, because there are things that are being done. And I don't think it's fair to completely pin everything on him. And it's not because he's I don't see him as a victim, do you?
He's not
a victim at all.
No.
I think he's been trying to do some things, hasn't been able to. But I also don't believe that a bunch of arrests are going down either. I was listening to Barr earlier, and I don't believe high-profile arrests will happen at all. I just don't believe it will. almost four years now. Nothing's happened. It won't. I think these people have made it so that they can't be touched, honestly. And using the system to do it, just like the caller said, you know, it swings both ways, yep. And they can use the same system to protect themselves. It's just sick. It's sickening, but I don't think it's going to happen. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, good afternoon. God bless.
Hi there.
Hope you're both doing okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
I had something that I read earlier this morning, mm-hmm. and then I watched a video on it about a doctor in Italy who, you know, how they were forbidding, the WHO was forbidding that they were doing autopsies on people with COVID because they didn't want to have them find anything out. Well, this doctor in Italy was doing autopsies, and he found out from what this article was saying that mm-hmm. the virus is not actually a virus. It is actually a bacteria.
Yes.
And that is mm-hmm. probably one of the reasons that the hydroxychloroquine mixed with a Z-Pak works, because a Z-Pak does not do anything for a virus. It only is effective on bacteria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So,
I saw that.
Know, if that's mm-hmm. the case, then, you know, we're even more duped on this thing. But, you know, people are mm-hmm. even more misinformed as to actually what this thing really is.
Yeah, absolutely. And I did see that. And then also, and that's a great point, too, and I'm glad you brought it up on the show. And also, I just wanted to mention, too, when they started doing autopsies, that's when they started disappearing from the news because they weren't finding COVID as mm-hmm. the cause. So they labeled everything COVID.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. Thank you so much that it could be a bacteria. Yeah. And, you know, it's there's so many things to say right now. We really need to fight against all this going on. We really need to start really joining forces to do this. If they keep going down this path and they keep getting away with calling this something it's not, and putting the fear into everybody, and they're successful at this. They just got kids to wear masks to school, you guys. And kids don't even have COVID. This is insane. It's ridiculous. Their version of COVID, I should say.
Yeah, this bacteria mm-hmm. that they think it is causes blood clotting,
mm-hmm.
which is what happens in the lungs.
Right.
The blood starts clotting in the lungs. You can't breathe.
Yeah.
And the big treatment for that would be blood thinners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, seriously.
And they did use blood thinners early on to treat that.
And these are only the most severe cases. So.
Yep.
Anyway, be right back. Kate Daly Show.
There you go.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
So I took what I could get. She looked at me with big red eyes and said, nothing yet. Baby, you just ain't.
Hi there, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Oh, we need to talk about this. Let's talk about the peace deal that seems to have gone through between Israel and
United Arab Emirates.
Yep.
It's pretty amazing.
Mm.
It was announced early this morning, mm-hmm. but this afternoon everybody's jumping on the story now.
Right.
But it's a pretty interesting story. They've been trying to have these kind of agreements for 25. It has been 25 years since the last move in this direction was even made. So
Netanyahu's saying, but I will never give up our right to our land. But Trump in the middle of this deal, this is interesting. This is very interesting, very historic. If this is the case, seems to be. And Israel and the UAE agreed to full normalization of relations in a phone call with Trump on board mm-hmm. of that phone call today, marking the first peace treaty between Israel and an Arab country in 25 years.
Yep. Pretty amazing.
Pretty amazing. Yeah.
And if all goes according to what they, mm-hmm. what they're working on right now, the United Arab Emirates becomes the third nation to establish diplomatic ties with Israel.
Yeah.
In the Middle East.
Israel's agreeing to suspend its planned, they had a planned extension of sovereignty over parts of Judea
and Samaria.
And to facilitate the relations with the UAE and potentially all these other Arab and Muslim countries. But the agreement is going to be what? Establishing embassies, exchanging ambassadors, investments into the Israel economy, trade, direct flights between Tel Aviv and Abu Dhabi, and then an investment in Israeli efforts to develop a coronavirus vaccine. Ouch. As first reported in the Jerusalem last month, and of course reported all kinds of different places right now, and then cooperation in matters of energy and water. This will be interesting to watch.
One of the important elements of this deal is that the United Arab Emirates wants their citizens to be able to visit the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. That's really important to them. So that, can you imagine this being a major part of this?
Yes, and then Saudi Arabia was a part of this, right?
Saudi Arabia helped brokered it, I believe. Yeah,
interesting.
And they, you know, they've been aligned with the president for quite a while, since early. As a matter of fact, I think, what's his name?
That regime change in 2015.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the president was involved in some of that, I think. And they swore an allegiance to President Trump. Saudi Arabia did.
Interesting. Well, we'll keep an eye on this. They're just barely posting about this and talking about it today. Netanyahu, very optimistic. And, you know, it's tough because there's problems with these governments. And I know that because we've been reporting on it forever. And so in just talking about just the peace, just the new arrangement, we'll say they have, you know, is it historic? Yes, you could say it's historic, and this will be interesting to kind of keep our eyes on. So,
well, the president made some subsequent remarks in the Oval Office, and he alluded to many more countries in the region starting to normalize ties with Israel, and some very exciting things, including ultimately with the Palestinians. So, what they're talking about is uniting the Middle East here.
Yeah.
If they can accomplish that,
wow,
that's a big deal.
Very big deal. We were talking earlier too on the break about you know, we're kind of ramping up possibly at some point with a war with China, and that is kind of an interesting thing. And then we were talking about all the explosions that keep happening. People keep asking me about that too. Isn't it kind of interesting? All these different explosions going on.
Well, it's kind of interesting that an explosion that caused the entire government of Lebanon to resign.
Yeah, that was.
And a week later, a United Arab Emirates Israel deal happens.
That's why I'm saying, as all these shifting parts kind of come together, because I did, I got a lot of requests to look into that, into the bombings, and how odd that was. And then, of course, my friend William Engdahl was writing about China and talking about possible, are we ramping up? Are we ramping up and trying to do something with China, and what kind of outcome would that bring? Kind of a fierce one. You know, we have a lot of Chinese ties here, and I know you all know that. You're all shaking your head, but it's amazing how many people have kind of co-opted the United States from China in everything, in agriculture to everything, Wall Street to everything. It's we've been in bed for a long time with China, and so are we. Could we be ramping up to war? Possible. I mean, anything's possible, I guess, at this point. Nothing ever shocks me anymore, but. This actually surprised me, this arrangement, I can't say little, peace deal between these countries, if it, you know, if this is something good, this is kind of, and of course it's historic.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. Anybody wants to weigh in on that, you certainly can. 888-673-1450.
You know, there is a rumor out there that the Lebanon explosion, though, was that Qatar was involved in that. You know, Qatar still has the death penalty for homosexuality.
Interesting.
And Lebanon happened to be considered by the Muslim nations a quite a liberal place. And there's some speculation that Qatar was putting the kibosh on all the nasty women and homosexuals in
Lebanon. That was the cause. That's an interesting one. That's what they said the cause was.
Yeah.
Hi, caller. Jeez. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I'm not calling on what you've been talking about, but I just wanted to let you know, I am a crossing guard in front of an elementary school, and I did not wear a mask. And so this afternoon, when I was doing it, after everybody was gone by, the principal came out and said, "How was your day?" And I said, "It was great." And he said, "Well, I've had people call in about you or send emails about how you're not wearing a mask."
I'm not going to wear
a mask. It's 110 degrees outside.
Exactly. Yeah. And you're outside.
I'm outside.
Yeah.
I don't need to. Look at none of these little kids have masks on outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he says, "Well, you know, my wife is." I said, "You know what? I'm fine. I'm healthy. I'm fine. I work for the police department." He told us, the chief of police says, "No, you do not need to wear a mask."
Right.
And I was so upset I started to cry because I don't.
I can't even imagine.
I'm so tired of people telling me how to breathe.
I know.
And what I have to do. And I'm sorry I couldn't be as nice as you because it upsets me so. And I
as nice as who?
You're assuming I'm nice, no?
And I guess what I'm going, this is just getting nuts.
Yeah.
But anyways, I guess I need to know is I need to get one of those things that you put out.
It's right on the website.
To the doctor and have it signed and let them know that I don't have to wear a mask.
Yeah, it's right on the website. There's a COVID button halfway down on the front page.
Are you employed by the school district or by the police department?
Both.
Department.
Then that's who you matter to.
Yeah.
If the police department says you don't have to wear one, then the school has nothing to say about it. You don't work for them.
That's what I told the principal. I said, I work for the police, not the school.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they told every one of us cross guards we do not have to wear a mask outside.
Yeah, because we're not insane.
I also work with the foster grandparent program where I go in and help first graders to read.
Aw, neat.
And so he says, "Well, you're not going to be able to get in the school." I said, "Well, we're not doing it until the end of September, so I'm not worried about that. If I have to go in the school and be with the kids, then we'll talk about it."
Yeah.
And I said, but I.
Oh, the insanity never stops.
It just upset me that if somebody called and complained that I'm not wearing a mask.
You know, there are moms that are so ignorant and just do not want to do any research by them. They don't want to do any research. They refuse. And they are so caught up in fear, they would actually make a phone call about you spending 1.2 seconds with their kids as you walk them across the street. I mean, give me a break. Outside.
Yeah.
And none of the parents that I was walking with, they weren't wearing masks. That, you know, because a lot of them brought their kids to school for the first day.
You know, the ones.
Anything to me. Right. So.
Thank you. Thanks for the call. Yeah. Really appreciate it. Stick to your guns. Thank you.
Well, and again, I'm going to tell you are my hero.
Aw, that was so nice.
I love you and Uncle Milty.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That just makes my day. Thank you.
It wasn't the people walking their children that complained. It was the people driving by with a mask on in their car that complained.
We have got to come up with a bumper sticker for that, because I don't think I can see one more person do that without wanting just to get out and shake them. The mask thing. They're getting more and more forceful as numbers are going down. You know, I'm not sure what to tell people anymore, because I won't wear one, and I know we need you not to, so people can see your courage, and you'll help people also. And I know that there was a situation even down in Florida where they fought against it and won.
Yep.
And the citizens came out and said, "No masks. We're not doing this." And you know what? We're gonna have to do this.
The history books are going to look very interesting on this subject because it's not what it appears to be.
Yeah.
And that's what will come out in the history book.
Yeah. And I'm actually glad the hypocrisy has shown itself. It's been helpful, because as these educators look ridiculous in asking for masks and mandating masks and telling you have to wear a mask, and these poor kids, and it's really... It's not even about the mask. It's about what next? Because if they can get you to do this for nonsensical reasons, not even having a valid reason, then what's...
They can make you do anything.
They really can. What's next? What's next, honestly? And that's what I fear. So those are the conversations, and that's why you need to be brave right now.
I think the government's a little surprised at how much pushback they're getting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I said earlier, that article came out where Bill Gates was trying to defend himself against all the people that now believe and understand who he really is. And I don't even think we brushed the surface, to tell you the truth. But just what we know and what people have been... People were doing some homework during that lockdown, let me just tell you. And people are finally starting to find out. Just like they're finally starting to find out how much pedophilia is going on, how much sex trafficking is going on. People are finally starting to get it. And by the way, an article put up said that Ghislaine has 330 days to trial. Trying to keep her alive for 330 days.
Well, that's going to be tough. You know, when you're suicidal like that.
Oh, gosh. And so, you know, has this been a four-year teaching moment in how much corruption is going on? Well, I don't think we've actually scratched the surface, like I said, but we're getting a good inkling. And you know what? That really hasn't happened. That hasn't happened in a long, long time. And it's on both sides of the aisle. And we're getting it. And we're getting it from every angle. And it's finally coming out. So I could not be happier. When I listened to that senator explain why he couldn't get the papers to get Comey on the stand, and he had to get the papers, and it was all about getting the papers for 7 long months and couldn't get it. And I just listened to this total turd of a man try to explain, well, why he couldn't get it. And I thought, well, that explains a lot. It explains a lot, doesn't it? But you know what, though? We do know that there's the corruption that has gone on with Comey and all the rest and Brennan. It's nice. It's nice to be able to realize what's been happening. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me.
Hi there, welcome back. Go to balanceofnature.com. Make sure that you put in the code Kate and you can get 35% off and free shipping. That's the food supplement you should be taking. I know that I'm going to be doing something on cancer coming up here. I'm going to be doing an hour on this. It's kind of interesting going back to where chemotherapy originated from. And then also food supply, too, because we've been talking a little bit about food supply lately. So you need to have nutrients in your cupboard. You need to make sure you have a supplement. I would get Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com. Check it out. You'll love it. The testimonials are real. I love this product. And order extra for the fall. Put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I just thought you'd like to know.
Uh-huh.
I just went to Harmon's right across from the hospital.
Uh-huh.
And the manager, Kevin, told me that I either wore a mask or I don't shop there anymore.
Yeah.
And I told him I had a medical condition. He says, we don't have an exception for that. You either wear a mask or get out.
Wow. Boy, they have to be losing a lot of business because they're taking this hard-lined, insane Gestapo stance. I don't even know what to say about Harmon's anymore other than stop shopping there.
Oh, I'm going to. But yeah. I want everyone to know, you know, that that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
And the manager there today that told me was Kevin. And okay. The girl that greeted you said the same thing. Either I wear a mask or I get out.
Wow. Thank you. Really appreciate that. I just can't believe that store owners, and for all of you listening out of state, it's a grocery store throughout my state, and they took this hardline stance. It's amazing to me.
Well, I'll tell you one thing it says.
Mm-hmm.
They're making too much money on the people that are shopping here if they can turn away that many customers.
You are so right on that.
So ask them to lower their prices, too.
Yeah, yeah. So true. Yeah, they're very expensive.
Yes,
I would not shop there in a gazillion years.
I don't shop there anyway, so
yep.
It doesn't matter.
We have to start saying no. So tell me how you're out there fighting this. What are you doing? How are you standing up to this? I'd love to hear from all of you. Open up the phone lines for this. 888-673-1450. Tell me something good. How are you fighting back? What kind of pushback are you doing? Even in the smallest way, I don't even care. Even in the smallest, tiniest way that you think might not even matter. Maybe it does. Maybe it is mattering.
Yep.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, Kate. I just came from Natural Grocers, and there's a lady sitting by the door, and she's wearing a face shield. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she's also doing the hand cleaning, but they give out a big, it's about 5 inches across, a button you could wear.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll read the button. It says, due to an underlying health condition, I cannot wear a mask or face covering. Thank you for understanding.
Right.
And so Natural Grocers is, you know, they're playing the game in terms of wear the face mask, but they're allowing their customers the right to not wear one. I'd rather shop at Natural Grocers any day rather than Harmon.
Yeah, nice. I like that. Hey, thanks for telling us that. Yeah. I really appreciate that. Go ahead.
And then the other thing, too, that I've been doing, I have a lot of fun with this. When I see someone in a store that's not wearing a mask, I always say, it's so beautiful and lovely to see a human face, especially a pretty one like yours.
And then I
tell them about the conspiracy, because see, these masks are a conspiracy to cover up all the pretty faces.
Oh, man. Thanks for that.
Please.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. That was awesome. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Thanks for that. Go right ahead.
Hey. Yeah. Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Hey, I just started listening to you a couple of weeks ago. I've really enjoyed your show.
Oh, thanks.
So I have an interesting, I show horses, and we have a big national show coming up in Idaho, and the governing body of the United States Equestrian Federation has mandated mask wearing the whole time, except for when you're on the actual back of your horse.
Okay.
So that means in the stall, you have to have a mask on, even if no one else is around you, right?
The insanity.
Quite unsafe, I have to tell you.
Yeah.
So I don't wear a mask anywhere I go now. I live up in central Utah. So what I decided, because they said if they will actually have mask Nazis, they didn't call them that. That's what I call them.
I call them that, too.
Walking around. And if you're caught without a mask on, you will be asked to leave the showgrounds or they'll shut the whole show down. So then everybody will be mad at you that you messed it up, right?
Wow.
Let them be mad.
Yeah. All right. Jeez.
So here's my solution, because I do need to show my horses. I make more money off of them with a show record. So I am taking my little mask and I'm cutting out the middle and I'm putting a layer of cheesecloth.
Nice.
It in.
Okay.
That I can breathe.
Yeah. Okay.
They're completely ineffectual.
Yes, of course.
So is any mask, right?
Yeah, right.
So,
they all are.
And so they just say mask or face covering. And if
love
they,
it.
So, you know, there you go.
It
will, if they get close enough to see that it's cheesecloth, then what are they going to say?
Exactly. Yes. Yes. Thank you. I love it. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks so much. That's hilarious. Thank you. Thank you. I love that.
You know what fishnet nylons look like, right?
Yeah.
You have a pair, I'm sure.
Yes, multiple pairs in all colors. Fishnet
but there's
stockings.
A gal, my pharmacy has a gal that wears a mask that looks like fishnet hose, you know.
Right.
That's pretty nice.
That's pretty funny.
I like that.
Yeah. By the way, a superintendent, Edmund superintendent, wrote to the parents, children can take mask breaks where they can take the mask off and breathe.
Where do they have to
really,
go?
Really acknowledging the fact that they can't breathe with it on.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's that. Call me up. Tell me something good. I want to hear the pushback. I want to hear what you're able to do and what you have done, your experience. It'd be great to hear from you. 888-673-1450. I have to have levity on this whole matter, because it's just so astonishing, you know, what's going on right now. And the amount of people that are falling for it. And so I'd love to hear from you. 888-673-1450. Give me a call and we'll take your call. And I want to hear what you're doing specifically to push back and to also, and it can be small. I don't care if you think, well, it probably doesn't matter, because it all matters. And when you show up without a mask on, you're telling them that they cannot use that for a virtue signal. They can't use it to, and what's the excuse now? It went from transmission back in March and April. Now it is not about transmission anymore. Now it is honestly about about creating this other sort of, you're being respectful of people. That's all it is. It's a show. It's a show. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. This is Mike from Florida.
Hi, Mike from Florida. How are you?
Hey, you were talking about a little pushback down here in Florida. I think I can add a few details on that.
Let's hear it. I want to
hear
this.
We had a group of, our group's about 25 people, and we didn't really know each other before, but we met up on Facebook, and then about 10 of us spoke at a recent county commissioner meeting, and it was all about, there was a group that was trying to push a mask mandate, or they were calling it a mask resolution. But so 10 of us spoke, and, you know, our county commissioners were pretty much on the fence, but
of course,
through facts and some strong, strong points on personal liberty, we ended up getting the county commissioners to vote 5-0 not to adopt the mask resolution.
Oh my gosh. I love this.
Well,
and what did you use? Facts, right? Numbers, real numbers.
We had a good cross section of people. We have, and I'm already talking to them about coming on and speaking with you.
Excellent.
And we had some people that were, that just can do numbers better than anyone in the country, I'm telling you. And then we had some people, we had a young lady from New Zealand who spoke.
Wow.
And we just had people, we addressed, it was just strong points on personal liberty and the facts. And we just appealed to, it should be a person's personal decision on mask.
Right.
Okay. And it honestly, it was just a great day for personal liberty.
I love it. Because if you wear one, you're more than, go for it. You want to go, you think it's going to protect you and you want to wear it, just like if I wanted to wear a hat to protect myself from a sunburn, I can choose to do that. But if somebody's wearing a mask and somebody's not, the person wearing one, if they believe in it, they're okay, right? They're good to go because they're protecting themselves. So you made that point, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I can just add this, I would just like to kind of add a challenge to anyone listening, okay? I mean, look, a year ago, I was wanting to go move in the mountains in Utah and just run away from it all.
Sure.
Right? Okay?
Right.
We all do. But you can't do that. You have to get active. You have to speak up. And you have to assemble, okay?
Right.
And you're going to be surprised. I was very surprised at how effective a small group can be. And you're also going to find that you're not alone. Okay.
So true. Yep. I love this. I love that you guys got together and that was the outcome. And I wish I could just clone you guys all around the country. And really, honestly, those listening, we all need to do what you just did. What you guys just did as a group, because you had that kind of impact, and we could literally turn this boat around if we could all do that in all of our local communities.
Absolutely.
So
well,
I love it.
I'm going to give credit, personal credit, where it's due. I mean, I hear you and Milty talk every day, and it gives me a lot of inspiration. I mean, if there's a Personal Liberty Hall of Fame, you two belong in it.
You're so sweet.
Seriously.
We have tremendous guests, and Milty's awesome. And thank you for that. I really thank you for that, bottom of my heart, because I really do hope people are going to be inspired by what you guys just did and pulled off. And I think it's amazing. And kudos to you for acting out. Thank you. Thank you.
You got it, Kate.
Oh, a million times over. Thank you so much. Really, really appreciate that. That was so awesome. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really was. All of it may be for naught.
Why do you say that?
Scientists, experts at the University of California have come up with a creation called AeroNabs.
Okay.
And it's an inhalant that you can inhale that actually stops COVID.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Hi, caller. Wait for that to get taken off the market.
Yeah.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Thank you. I'd like to make a point with the mask thing. I'm in the construction/home service industry.
Okay.
And I go into several homes per day, 5, 6, 7 homes per day, every day. And of the hundreds and hundreds of customers that I have gone to, since March, I've had one customer ask me to wear a mask.
Wow.
And I've had one customer to ask me to keep my 6 feet apart.
Really?
And, I don't know, maybe 1,000 customers since then.
Oh, that is
and
amazing.
So my point is,
yeah,
most people think the way we do. They don't believe that the masks actually work. If they did, they would ask me to wear them in their home.
Yes, you're right.
And so there are more of us out there than we're showing. And if everybody would just
show it.
You know, one thing that really bugs me is people who go to a store with their mask on and then take it off while they're in there, sneaking in.
Right.
Be upfront. Be honest. Be show what you believe and stick with it.
Yep. Amen, sir. I'm so glad you called in. You just made my day. Thank you. You made my day. All these calls in this segment have made my day. Thank you so much. It's nice to see that. Yay.
That is so true, because think about it. Yeah. If everybody that really doesn't believe all this nonsense stops wearing a mask, the businesses will have to cave.
They have to cave. The only reason Walmart and Home Depot started saying, okay, yeah, we'll just kind of say,
they lost too much business.
They lost too much business, yeah. So do not, you know, locally in my state, don't go to Harmon's. Don't go to any of these places that act like that. Pull business from them right away. They don't deserve it anyway. And you can shop a lot of different places. Caller, you have 30 seconds. Go.
I just had a quick one. My little granddaughter that's 16 works at Walmart in Park City. When two guys started a fight at the self-checkout, when she was over the self-checkout, she walked up to them, not like the Smith employees, and she said, "Gentlemen, this is inappropriate. There's children in this area." Mm-hmm. They were using the F word at each other. And she said, "I wish you would quit using that language." And they looked at her. And they stopped.
Yeah.
She had her mask on, but it was
well,
it
nice.
Was cute.
Aw, you know, thank you for that.
To do it appropriately.
Thank you. Thank you for
like
that. Oh, I really, really, really appreciate that. Thank you. We're actually out of time. Can you believe it? We've got to wind this hour up. But thank you for all those calls. It made my day, honestly. Thank you so much for that. I needed that. Didn't you need that?
Yes, I did.
I needed that today. Yeah. Thank you. And tomorrow, big show, Alex Newman. And I'm also going to go into detail about how they got this vaccine. You're just going to cringe. You're going to cringe when you hear some of these details. So anyway, be back tomorrow. Be faithful, be fearless. And, of course, see you tomorrow.